Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Mosaic Records, I talk about on occasion just simply because they're grand in this art and what they've done. And one of their newer box sets, number 247, deals with the work of saxophonist Henry Threadgill, which also includes, of course, his wonderful trio called Air. And so, because Threadgill, playing his saxophone, and Fred Hopkins, string bass, and Steve McCall, drums, decided to do Scott Joplin's Weeping Willow Rag, I thought I'd begin by chasing that. First, by Joplin himself, performing Weeping Willow Rag in 1916 for the Connerized Roll Company. And I had a long talk with my friend Trevor Tishner, who is one of the leading experts on piano rolls. And he said there's some argument about whether or not it's actually Joplin, but Trevor said, I know it is. I mean, I've listened to so much of him. So, we'll hear Scott Joplin playing Weeping Willow Rag, 1916, from a Biograph LP. And then the new box that was issued by Mosaic dealing with Air, a Henry Threadgill trio doing their version.
¶¶
Chasing Scott Joplin and his Weeping Willow Rag. Started with Joplin playing 1916 for a Connerized piano roll. And then it jumped to 1979, an Air, a trio led by Henry Threadgill, saxophonist, Fred Hopkins, string bass, Steve McCall on drums, and that issue I told you about, Mosaic Box 247, 247 Mosaic Box, the work of Henry Threadgill. The original was on Arista Novus. The name of the album was called Air Lore, Weeping Willow Rag. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Lots of anonymous requests have come in for these people. Arthur Taylor, the drummer. Donald Byrd, the trumpet player. Gigi Grice, the saxophonist. Paul Chambers, the bass player. And Hank Jones, the pianist. As it happens, they are all members of a group called the Jazz Lab, recorded for Jubilee Records 1957, and we will hear them. First up is Hank Jones' composition called Bangoon, B-A-N-G-O-O-N, and it's supposed to be for two of the places that he likes very much, Bangkok and Rangoon. Imagination, a ballad, 1940 by Jimmy Van Heusen, and one the trumpet player Donald Byrd wrote called Ecstasy. Here's the Jazz Lab. Thank you. the Jazz Lab, and that was a band put together by Donald Byrd and Gigi Gryce. They made many records. That was a Jubilee LP from 1957 with Byrd, trumpet, and Gigi on alto. Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers bass, Arthur Taylor on the drums. Bangoon by Hank Jones, and I said he put together his ideas about Bangkok and Rangoon. Imagination by Jimmy Van Heusen, and Ecstasy by Donald Byrd. Ecstasy, that boo-dee-do-da. It reminds me of so many 40s, 1940s movies. I immediately see Sidney Greenstreet in a white suit sitting behind a desk, supposedly running things. The Jazz Lab, 1957. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU. We're here 24 hours a day for you, a day and night. And news and blues and special features and jazz, this program, that program, and all of it. And it's public radio. I get all kinds of requests. People write me and say, thank you for what you did. They don't make a request, but it's just nice. I do get some letters. Somebody says, do you know what you're doing? And my favorite, do you know what you're doing story was a letter I got from a guy. And, do you know what you're doing? You're ruining my golf game. The guy gets set up to leave, right? You put golf clubs in the car. You go off to play a game, and I put something on. He goes back and sits down. Oh, boy. Let me poke a button here. Poke that one and that one so I can move ahead. Frank Sinatra, Count Basie got together a beautiful record for Reprise in 1962. This also happens to be the debut recording record for my friend, Seattle bass player Buddy Catlett. He's here with them. Frank Sinatra and Count Basie.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Every time it rains, it's gonna rain pennies from heaven. Don't you know every cloud contains lots of pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling, baby, all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you've got to have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. First affair. Please be kind, handle my heart with care. Please be kind, this is all so grand. My dreams are on parade. If you'll just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love's sincere. Please be kind, tell me I needn't fear. Please be kind, 'cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind. This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh, please be kind. Tell me your love's sincere. Yes, please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, baby, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong. You string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kinda smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice. The folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You wonder how, but it's too late now. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap. And I'm trapped with you.
Count Basie and Frank Sinatra, 1962, and arrangements by Neil Hefti. Don't want to forget him. He did a lot of fine work on his own and with Basie and others. Pennies from Heaven, 1936, written by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke. Please Be Kind, written by Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn, 1938. Kahn has a great line in that one. My dreams are on parade. What a great line that is. Love is the tender trap. Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Kahn, 1955. Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. Columbia Records, 1944, of Basie are favorites of mine. We will hear Red Bank Boogie, written by Basie and Buck Clayton. Jimmy's Blues, written by Jimmy Rushing, a great vocalist with Basie. And Avenue C by Buck Clayton, Count Basie's Orchestra, 1944. Thank you.
boy. Leave all you women alone. Women all screaming murder. And I never raise my hand. Women all screaming murder. People love in the winter, some love in the fall, but I love early in the morning, 'cause that's the best time of all. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow you, baby, follow you. Tall and mellow, some like I'm short and brown, but you can't tell the difference when the sun goes down. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow you, baby, follow you to your grave. Oh, your grave.
Count Basie, 1944, Columbia Records. Red Bank Boogie, a feature, for Basie at the piano. He wrote it with Buck Clayton, a remembrance of his hometown, that is Red Bank, New Jersey. Jimmy's Blues by Jimmy Rushing, who sang it for you, and that soulful trombone behind Jimmy was Dickie Wells. Avenue C by Buck Clayton. And Basie started on the piano, Dickie Wells trombone, Buddy Tate tenor saxophone, Harry Sweets Edison trumpet soloed, Lucky Thompson, new in the band, played tenor, and the drumming throughout, particularly at the end, Shadow Wilson. Count Basie, 1944. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Birthday today, Kenny Clarke. That's right, the great drummer. Born this date in Pittsburgh, 1914. His nickname was Kloot, K-L-O-O-K, Kloot. Probably onomatopoetic sound, you know, that he made on the drums. But he was all over the place. The earliest I brought of his band under his name, 1946, Kenny Clarke and his 52nd Street Boys. 52nd Street in New York was a couple of blocks of really great jazz places, and lots of different great stars were there. We will hear Epistrophe by Thelonious Monk and the two different trumpet players first. First trumpet player to solo of the two is Kenny Dorham, and then Fats Navarro. And then Clark's own Royal Roost for the record company and the place to hear jazz in New York, and Dorham again solos first and Navarro second. The rest of the band, Sonny Stitt alto, Ray Abrams on tenor, Eddie DeViatule on baritone saxophone, Bud Powell piano, John Collins guitar, Al Hall string bass, Clarke of course on drums, and the arrangements by his friend Gil Fuller. Kenny Clarke birthday and his 52nd Street Boys.
Thank you.
Kenny Clarke, his birthday today, and there, September 5th, 1946, and he's with his 52nd Street Boys. Epistrophe by Thelonious Monk and Royal Roost, a blues. Those blues riffs, wonderful, written by Clarke. Be-ba-ba-da, de-ba-ba-da, de-ba-ba-da. Nothing to it. But it's good to solo with and dance to, particularly. Dancers were still around. I mean, just because we moved into a different era of the art doesn't mean the people got up and, you know, unless the sign said no dancing. Oh, and that's right. No dancing on the table. Now, the next day, I want to repeat that if you're writing down notes about this, that Kenny Durham was the first trumpet soloist on each of those, and Fats Navarro second. Now, the next day, the 6th of September, 1946, for a different record company, the band changes its name but remains the same pretty much for Savoy Records. except Morris Lane comes in to play tenor to take over from Roy Abrams. And this was written by Fats Navarro, and Kenny Dorham isn't here, so you don't need to worry about it. It's all Navarro's playing. Two sides of a 10-inch 78. Bear with me when I flip the record over. It's called Fat Boy. And Fats wrote it. No harm done. Parts 1 and 2, 1946, The Bebop Boys.
Thank you.
I have another one of those blues for you blues people that like blues. And appreciate the variation on that. And that being in 1946 with Kenny Clarke and the Bebop Boys, it's had that stop-go style. I think they got that out of Charlie Christian, listening to him play. Bop, bop. The Street Beat, it was called. Dancers loved it, and drummers loved it. Bop, bop, and then it'd take off. Bop, bop, back again. And Clark was right there. As was Pats Navarro's trumpet and Sonny Stitt's alto and Ray Abrams' tenor and Eddie DeFertule on baritone saxophone, Bud Powell piano, John Collins guitar, Al Hall string bass, and arrangements by Gil Fuller. And Morris Lane on tenor. Now, a jump to Kenny Clarke's first LP, 1954, a Savoy 10-inch LP. He hired Frank Morgan to play alto and Walter Benton to play tenor saxophone, Gerald Wiggins to play piano, Milt Jackson to play vibes, Percy Heath bass, and himself on drums. Clarke wrote the first one. It's called Blues Mood. And Eddie Beale, great piano player in L.A. for years, wrote Scoot, S-K-O-O-T. Kenny Clarke, Clarke, 1954. Johnny Clark, his birthday, born this date, 1914, in Pittsburgh, and there with his first LP under his leadership in Hollywood, 1954, for Savoy Records. Frank Morgan playing alto in the tenor work of Walter Benton, Gerald Wiggins piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath bass, Kenny on the drums. Blues Mood, written by Clark, and Scoot, written by Eddie Beal. Kenny Clark. The earliest that I have him, he's 26 years old, and he's been hired by Mildred Bailey, the singer, 1940 for Columbia Records. The arrangements are by Eddie Sauter, who worked brilliantly with Benny Goodman and then with Bill Finnegan later on, and others. There'll be two that you'll hear in the band. Tennessee Fish Fry, which comes from, I think something out of the New York World's Fair that had been and was borrowed for this. It was written by Arthur Schwartz and Oscar Hammerstein II for American Jubilee. It's again called Tennessee Fish Fry. Mildred Bailey's going to sing it for you. And then early, 1922, an early one by Lou Hanman and Grant Clark and Edgar Leslie called Blue and Broken Hearted. I'll tell you who else is in the band that Kenny Clark is playing the drums. He's 26. This must have been a big thing. Mildred Bailey, 1940.
Because we're parted, blue, brokenhearted. There was a time I was jolly. You know the reason I'm melancholy blue and oh so lonely. True, I want you only. We made a blunder and lots of times I wonder if you're blue.
Kenny Clarke on the drums with Mildred Bailey and her band, 1940 for Columbia Records. Tennessee Fish Fry and Blue and Broken Hearted. And Clarke, you know, he's not soloing, but he's doing what drummers do most of the time. That's positioning the band and keeping it afloat. Roy Eldridge played the trumpet, Jimmy Carroll clarinet, Irv Horowitz bass clarinet, Mitch Miller, oboe, and English horn, Eddie Powell on flute, Teddy Wilson, piano, John Collins, guitar, Pete Peterson, string bass, and Kenny Clarke on this, his birthday, playing the drums. This is 88.5. We're here for you, very much alive, and it's public radio. That means you and me. That's right, and you write me, and I write you, and it's fun. Get to know one another. And I appreciate all that. I appreciate the requests and certainly all of the comments that came to me. But I'm here not for me. I'm here for the art. One of the great things that human beings have done. And continue to do. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. If you're singing along to yourself while you're driving in your car, that's what you do. That's an art. You're improvising. That's a very special thing. Don't have anybody judge you. And if you want to find out what appeals to you, look inside, not outside. That'll help you, I think. Kenny Clarke got hired when he was 25. 1939, by Sidney Bechet, the great clarinetist and soprano saxophonist, and his New Orleans feet warmers. Don Fry plays the piano, Wilson Myers the string bass, Clarke on drums, and Bechet on clarinet and soprano. We'll hear two versions of Bugle Call Rag, one long, one short, and then Ted Snyder's classic called The Sheik of Araby. And on this one, The Sheik of Araby, Clarke is going to put down the drumsticks for a few minutes and pick up the vibe sticks and play the vibes for you. And then back to drums. Kenny Clarke with Sidney Bechet. Thank you. Kenny Clark with Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers, 1939 for Vogue Records. Bugle Call Rag, written by Elmer Schobel and Jack Pettus, two versions, long and short. Ted Snyder's The Sheikh of Araby, with Clark playing in part on the vibes. Bechet, clarinet, and soprano. Don Fry on piano. Wilson Meyer, string bass, and Clark, as I said, drums and vibes. A jump of 10 years now, 1939 to 1949, in Paris, Sidney Bechet hired Kenny Clark to come in and be with him again for Vogue Records. Bill Coleman plays trumpet, Bechet soprano, Frank Big Boy Goody tenor, Charlie Lewis piano, Pierre Michelot string bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. We'll hear Out of Nowhere, written by Johnny Green, My Man, written by Maurice Yvain, Klook's Blues, written by Kenny and played by everybody, and then just Bechet and Clark doing American Rhythm. Kenny Clark, born this day, 1914, and Sidney Bechet's band, 1949 in Paris. Thank you. And I can only imagine what it was like for Kenny Clarke to have that in Paris, 1949, with Sidney Bechet. Out of nowhere, my man, Klook's Blues, as I said to the at the beginning of this celebration of Kenny Clarke's birthday, Klook, K-L-O-O-K, nickname, and then American Rhythm, Kenny Clarke, born 1914. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Kenny was the first drummer with the Modern Jazz Quartet to be replaced by Connie Kay. Clarke went back to Europe to live. And here is a 10-inch prestige done in 1952 of the Modern Jazz Quartet, meaning John Lewis piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Clarke on the drums. We will hear All the Things You Are, La Ronde, Vendome, and Rose of the Rio Grande. Thank you. The Modern Jazz Quartet, 1952 for Prestige. John Lewis piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. All the Things You Are by Jerome Kern, Laurent by Lewis, Vendome by Lewis, and Rose of the Rio Grande by Harry Warren. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Washington Center for the Performing Arts in Olympia, presenting Sean Colvin and Loudon Wainwright, Friday, January 21st. Tickets and details at washingtoncenter.org.
The final presentation on this birthday of Kenny Clark, born this date, 1914, is a get-together he did again in Paris, 1962, and recorded by Phillips. And the band, a trio, led by the great multi-track guitarist Elik Baksik. Pierre Michelot plays the bass, Kenny Clark on drums. We will hear Paul Desmond's Take Five, Dave Brubeck's Blue Rondo a la Turk, and George Wallington's God Child.
Thank you.
trio for you. 1962 in Paris for Philips Records. Ilik Bosic on guitar, Pierre Michelot, string bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. Take Five, Blue Rondo a la Turk, and Godchild. And happy birthday to Kenny Clark, as I said, born in Pittsburgh, this date, 1914. And he died in Paris, 1985. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5, and we're here for you all the time. And happy that you're out there for us. A couple of bass players' birthdays today. Carson Smith, born in San Francisco, 1931. In 1953, he was playing in Jerry Mulligan's quartet. Chet Baker trumpet, Mulligan baritone saxophone, Carson playing the bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. Carson Smith, born 1931 in San Francisco, and there in L.A. 1953 for Pacific Jazz Records as a member of the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. Chet Baker on trumpet, Mulligan on baritone saxophone, Smith on bass, and Larry Bunker on the drums. Five Brothers, written by Mulligan, and I Can't Get Started, written by Vernon Duke. Here's Karen Shivers.
As I'm reflecting back on my life, it's like a dream. Things are not quite what they seem. There's always something missing, something unseen, but dimly remembered. I think of paths I might have taken, lies I'd have changed. Some little things go rearranged, and I'm amazed how tender feelings can be. In
looking back, we just peek through the crack between what is real and false. In this eternal waltz, meanwhile, we all keep dancing. Now, at the end of my reflections, I have to say, I would live life the same way, but that's the way that life goes. Thank God I'm one girl who knows. Yes, I know. Looking back, we just peek through the crack between what is real and false. In this eternal war, meanwhile, we all just keep dancing. Now, at the end of my reflections, I have to say, I would live life the same way, but that's the way that life goes. Thank God I'm one girl who dreamt of a life that was pure and true. I dreamt of a job only I could do. One man beside me, we'd be a team. Man, that was my dream. I dreamt there was music I had to play. I dreamt when I would play my way. Two fascinating children, boo boo and two. Dream, that was a who. All through life I'd be true, fortune would come my way. Struggling, getting by, trying to never lie, meaning exactly what I'd say. I'd never had fame and a life sublime. I dreamt I made prints on the sands of time. Smack dab, smart like that was extreme. Man, that was my dream. Dreamt of a life that was pure and true. I dreamt of a job only I could do. One man beside me, we'd be a team. Damn, that was my dream. I dreamt there was music I had to play. I dreamt when I'd play, I would play my way. Two fascinating children, boo boo and two. Dream, that was a who. I dreamt I had fame and a life sublime. I dreamt I made prints on the sands of time. Smack dab in the spotlight, that was extreme. Man, that was my dream.
Karen Shivers in Seattle, recorded 2005 by Pony Boy Records. Bill Anschell on piano, Dave Peterson guitar, Doug Miller string bass, Greg Williamson on drums, and Larry Barlow on percussion. Two compositions by Thelonious Monk, lyric by John Henricks, Reflections and Monk's Dream. I said two bass players' birthday today. We got one, Carson Smith, the other, Ed Garland. born in New Orleans, 1885. I believe he lived almost somewhere around 1980. Here in 1945 in Los Angeles with Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band.
Thank you.
Ed Garland playing the bass with Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band in Los Angeles, 1945 for Jazz Man Records. Mutt Carey cornet, Ory on trombone, Joe Derensburg clarinet, Buster Wilson on piano, Garland bass and Minor Hall on the drums. Weary Blues, written by Artie Matthews, and Careless Love by W.C. Handy. As a lead-in to John Kessler's fine blues show, which comes up momentarily, here's Roosevelt Sykes.
And you bought a jack. But remember, boy, she must be a mellow queen. All the avenues are just jumping. See the mellow girl, my heart starts thumping. Remember, boy, she must be a mellow queen. Now you came boogie woogie. I got to make out with what you give me. Just snake your bone down. You can stop, though, and do that shim, jam, shimmy. Swing right out across the hall. You can get back into a cootie crawl. Remember, boy, you got to have a mellow queen. Yeah.
Roosevelt Sykes at the piano and singing, Chicago 1944 for Bluebird Records. On guitar, Ted Summitt. On the drums, Jump Jackson and Sykes' Mellow Queen. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.